Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it, Asbury Park style. It's a beautiful Thursday in the state of New Jersey. Hurrah, hurrah. We have lots of inclement weather. It seems like rain, rain, go away, come again another day. But I have high hopes that we're going to have a fantastic summer. With that said, as most of you know that listen to my show, I've been doing this for over a decade now. It's 10 and a half years, and they have been really wonderful, enjoyable years for me, and I'm pretty sure most of my guests have enjoyed it as well. So I always had one individual guest, and I would promote them and then just speak with them alone for, oh, I don't know, 50, 60 minutes sometimes, and then talk about my not-for-profits. But this, you know, a change is going to come, and yes, it has. One of my favorite singers, Sam Cooke. So I was thinking about it and speaking with, I called my guests my friends. Some of my friends are excellent muses. And in talking to them, I think, wow, they give me an idea. And then I say, oh, I have to steal. Or I don't say borrow. I say, no, I have to take this one. So a very dear friend of mine, you know, kind of inspired me to open the show up to the public now, because I've kind of run the gamut with, you know, I've had started off with my not-for-profits, and I have had, oh, my gosh, all the musicians in Asbury Park. I was running around Asbury Park listening to all the bands and in Red Bank. And so I promoted almost every great band that there is that are touring. Most of them are touring now all over the United States. And it just snowballed, you know. And then people were just emailing me saying, gee, Nancy, can you do a show for me? Actually, one evening I got a call from Gary Talent. And he goes, hey, Nancy, can you do a show? And I said, but Gary, when do you want to do the show? He said, tonight? So I sent him back a message, and I said, Gary, I can't even promote the show. Well, that was probably my only faux pas the entire 10 and a half years. And Gary, as I've been telling you, you can come on the show anytime. Just give me a call, and we'll do a show. Anyway, getting back to this trip in radio, for me, it all started, and I'm going to talk for a little bit, and then hopefully my first guest will come on of the day, the evening. It started out for me when I recorded my first five songs in Texas, and three of the songs I think were released, and one of the songs grabbed the attention of a very, very, very successful and prominent radio personality, Joey Reynolds. Hi, Joey. Joey has since retired, and he's in Florida, but he's still on Facebook. You can find him, and he's a funny guy. And so his talent buyer called me and said, Nancy, you got to come up and be on the show, but that you have to bring that guitar and sing that song, Indecision. Well, the name of the song is Indecision Keeps Knocking at My Door. Well, I did go up into Manhattan one night, and I took along a friend of mine as a bodyguard, a male friend, a young artist, a musician friend of mine, and I did the show, and it was awesome. And that very night, a long time ago, I fell in love with broadcasting, and so it ups and ups, and so it goes. I just almost dropped. I bought a new clock, and actually, my phone is hooked into it. I thought that's a great idea. That way, I know I won't drop my show. But I dropped it fell off. I moved in it. Fell off my copy machine. So anyway, I think I'm going to, here's a good spot. Okay, there it is. Back to the show. Oh, these things happen. You know, it's just show business. There's no business like show business. Well, I can't sing right now. My voice is a little hoarse, but back to the show. So it all started way back then. And I thought, okay, well, what can I do? Like, because I was asked, actually. So I was on the Joey Reynolds show, and then all of these local internet radio shows in New Jersey were sending me messages, private messages on Facebook, saying, Nancy, I'd like to book you on my show. So I was on Danny Coleman's show, who I talked to. I wanted him to call in today, but he's away. And he said, the next time. And I said, absolutely, another time, because he's away and he just can't call in. But so I was on his show. It's called Rock on Radio. And he's been doing this for a lot longer than I have been. And I started out. So anyway, then I went on with Rock and Tommy. And actually, both of these gentlemen said to me, Rock and Tommy 3 times in the matter of a few years, because I took in different people, different artists, and I also would promote Old Freehold Day, which is done every year. Well, since COVID, everything's changed. But it was just a snowball effect, and I ended up on so many radio shows as a guest. And Superstorm Sandy happened, and I just I had been singing in Convention Hall as well, and the first Saturday of every month, I was asked, and Madison Marquette, thank you so much, they promoted me to sing and introduce my new radio show, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style. So I would just walk in there with my guitar, and it's a beautiful convention hall, as most of you know, that live locally and have been there. It's an enormous convention center, and you don't need any amplification there. You can just take out your guitar and start playing and singing and walking around. And I had a blast. And I do manage a page on Facebook called Inside and Outside the Fabulous Grand Arcade. And I've been doing that for many years as well, and took pictures of all the people that I would be singing to, and little children that could barely walk. They'd start I'd start singing Elvis Presley, and they'd start dancing, and I would be singing to animals, dogs, and of course people know I'm a little bit, eccentric, and maybe a lot eccentric, but I loved doing it, and I did it 2 years in a row for 6 months. So I did sing in Convention Hall for like a year. I think I'm the only female that's ever done that, that I'm aware of. So since COVID, after COVID, I believe that a female, Emily Grove, and maybe, I don't know if any other females have sang there, but she did with singing with a band. And anyway, getting back to the show, my new show, I better hurry up because my guest is going to call in 4 minutes. My new show is called, and I have to slow down. I did break my rule. I'm not eating sugar or chocolate before my show. But I did have a little piece, and that's just like for me. It's like taking two shots of espresso, and I don't even need that. But here we go. My new show is called Ryan Rocks Idol Chat Time, because I really enjoy idol chat. Like, no pressure talk. Ad lib. I mean, I am, in addition to a singer and a songwriter, I'm not boasting, these are just facts. I'm a singer, songwriter, guitar player. I am a record producer, and I'm a live talk radio show host. And I also am I'm going to call myself an actress, even though they call women actors now. So I've been in documentaries about Bruce Springsteen. I've been in other documentaries. I have been about the music in the state of New Jersey. I had the honor of doing that with Fulvio Ciceri. I also I had my first debut as a speaking actress in a movie called The Heist, with my good friend, who is a super wonderful person, Anjanette Pinkston. She may call in today. Oh, I hope she does. Anjanette, if you're listening, please call in. So she's a producer, and she'll tell you about herself when she calls in. So I better hurry up now, because I have 2 minutes. This is a new thing for me, so, hold tight. It may fly, it may flop, but, it's all for fun and for the love of music and radio and any form, all forms of entertainment. So, because that's how I grew up. I grew up with a singer. My mother was a singer and sang at the Berklee Carteret. She sang on the radio, WJLK, that still exists. And, my brother Billy Ryan, everybody, the late and great Billy Ryan, who passed not this past January, but the January before, and is in heaven now with Clarence Clemens, my good friend, big man from the E Street Band. And it's just in my blood. So without further ado, I'm going to quickly go through my not-for-profits, and then I'm going to have my first guest call in, hopefully. And if they don't, then I'll do idle chat. I have no problem with that. But whoever's out there listening, here, I'm going to give you the number now. Again, it's in the promo on my Facebook page. And this is such a quick thing. I mean, this all transpired within like 5 days. You know, I just decide to do something, and then I do it. Call-in number to be a guest on this show is 1-515-602-9643. And I sure hope that's the right number. It's the number I've used for past shows, and it always worked. So I hope it works tonight. All right. The first not-for-profit that I started with, and I just had the, I had the list, and now where is the list? Because here it is. Here it is, right here. Okay, so I started out as a giving back to the, where I grew up, Asbury Park anymore, but they're wonderful people, and I want to give them a shout-out, Gregory and Karen Nixon. And their not-for-profit was Helping Hands of New Jersey. And Gregory is a contractor, and I think they're both retired now, but after Superstorm Sandy, they contributed so much money of their own and really helped out rebuilding some homes along the Jersey Shore that were demolished. So my second was Minister Steve Brigham, my friend and the founder of it's Tent City in Lakewood, which, as most of you know, or if you're familiar with Lakewood, there were almost, there were over 100 people living in the woods. And then for years and years and years and years, even through the terrible cold winters, and then it was bulldozed. But Minister Steve is an ordained minister for probably 22 years now, and you can reach him through a Lakewood Outreach. And he is on Facebook, and he can use all the help he can get to help the homeless. Okay. Art, I don't know, I haven't had him on my show, but I'm just going to give his first name, and it's Ackerman, but he is with City of Angels, and it's a recovery radio station. And actually, I got in touch with him the other day because I wanted to invite him to come and call in and tell us all about his not-for-profit, because I have been promoting them. I had Allison Soho was the former founder and involved in that radio show, but she since has left and moved on to other things. Okay, Michael Schwartz, Hometown Heroes. And the food bank, used to be called the Food Bank of Monmouth and Ocean County, but now it's called Fulfill. And so, oh my gosh, these people, they donate food everywhere, hospitals, prisons, everywhere, to all the local food pantries. It's just a wonderful organization. Paul A. Ressler, president and CEO of TUPAC, which is the Overdose Prevention Agency Corporation. Now, if I seem a little off tonight, it's because I can't put my glasses on, and I'm wearing contacts, so I'm not seeing as well. So it's goofing me up a little bit, but pretty soon I'll be able to put my glasses back on, and all will be well. All's well anyway. That's the way I see it. So I know you're a forgiving audience. Mr. Tim McClune, what a guy. He is not only a musician, but a fantastic, fantastic restaurateur. He has 13 restaurants. One in particular that I love is the one in Asbury Park on the boardwalk, McClune's. And he also is the founder of a not-for-profit, which is called Holiday Express. And they have a lot of local musicians from this area go around at Christmas time and Thanksgiving, and they do shows, put on shows. So a shout out to each and every one that I've mentioned so far. They have all been on my show with the exception of the new person that's with Fulfill and will be coming on soon, Recovery Radio. Excuse me. One of my most recent, let's see, who do we have here? The Jersey Shore Rescue Mission I've also been promoting for many, 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 many moons, and they are on Memorial Drive in Asbury Park. They do so many. They have so many great programs for men in particular. Can go and stay there for a time. They can take different classes, get back into working society. They take direct women where to go if they're in trouble and homeless. They also have an enormous thrift shop next door. It's one of the biggest thrift shops. I've been to almost all of them. And it's one of the biggest and nicest thrift shops in the area. They're all nice. They're all nice, but this one in particular I have a heart for because I promote them. And Paul was on my show, and he's a great guy with all of his service to the community of Asbury Park and Monmouth County and the state of New Jersey. Okay. Also, I'll call her my sister. My sister, Rima Simone, whose brother died. He was only 40 years old. Her younger brother passed away from COVID several years ago before my brother passed away. And she started a not-for-profit. And it was such a beautiful thing. I'm looking. I haven't seen my first guest call in yet. So, and I did turn my other phone off, so I can't even remind them. So if they don't call in and miss the show, I don't know what to say about that. It just is what it is. You know, they can call next week or call next month, actually. I'm not going to do a show every week. So it's not my responsibility to babysit my guests if they want to, you know. I think I've only had to call two people in 10 and a half years and remind them. But they're also very busy, the not-for-profits especially, you know. They're out in the field, they're working, and sometimes they forget, you know, to call in. So they get waylaid, but we'll see what happens. So we'll get back to Rami's heart. A very interesting thing happened on the beach in Bradley Beach. Rima went down and put a shell, or a rock rather, a rock with her brother's name on it. It was her only brother, younger brother. He was only 40 years old. She put his name on it, Rami's Heart. And that is the name of her not-for-profit. And then they put shells around them. They're kind of big, pretty shells that fan out. I don't know what kind of shell they are. They might be clam shells. I think they might be oyster shells. I'm not really sure. But they're big and they're really pretty. And they painted them yellow. So Rami's Heart, the symbol, is a yellow heart. And I had her on my show, and we do have a lot in common with losing our brothers to this horrible disease of virus of COVID-19. So those are my not-for-profits so far. I'm looking to take on another because I only have 9 now, and I like to have 10. I may even go for 12, actually, this year, since I'm doing something new and I'll be promoting the not-for-profits first, not last. I always used to do a show and then promote them at the end. Over the years, I was in radio for quite a few years, and I needed some work done, and needed some work done that I wasn't covered for, and that was very expensive. So I actually I asked a dentist if they would be my dentist and give me a little bit of a break in exchange for promotion. So I did a little barter, and it worked, and it was wonderful. And but I'm going to give a shout out to my current dentist, Dr. Ronald Chicklin, and he's on Sunset Avenue in Ocean, New Jersey, and he's just a great doctor. He has two offices. One is up in North Jersey, but the local one's right on Sunset Avenue off of Highway 35. And just give him a call. He's a great doctor. I highly recommend him. And he's done some awesome work for me. My second sponsor is the Marin Wellness Center. And the doctor is Dr. David Marin. He is a chiropractor. And they have some wonderful doctors of physical therapy there. And they have an acupuncturist as well. And every time I have a little problem, I was an ice skater, and I was one of those crazy girls. I skated at the casino in Asbury Park, and I took lessons from an Olympic skating teacher. Here's my guest. In any case, I fell a lot, and I damaged some of my my spinal cord, so or my my vertebrae. So I go there when I get a little out of sorts, and they put me right back together again. My third one is Dr. George Peck. And he is with the Peck Center up in West Orange. He's a reconstructive surgeon. I wish I could say I had a facelift, but I didn't. But I have a sinus issue, so he helps me with that. And my fourth sponsor is a psychic, and she is a wonderful psychic. She believes the only reason she's actually a spiritual guidance person for me. I'm a Catholic girl, and she believes in angels and God, and her name is Tina Beecher. She's a psychic and a medium. You can find her on Facebook. Okay, that's it. I have to go. I'm welcoming my first guest tonight, and I'm so excited. I'm going to welcome, this should be, Mr. Steve Brigham. Minister Steve Brigham, let's see.
Yes, hello, Nancy.
Well, hello, Mr. Is this Minister Steve Brigham?
Yes, Nancy. How are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. I'm awesome. I am so good. I just was telling my audience, well, I'm waiting for my sponsor, my not-for-profit, because I took the first 10 minutes to list all of my not-for-profits, and then I didn't see you, and I was waiting, you know, for you, and as I think I did tell you the coin, so it was a little late, but it's fine, because I said, as most people know, people that are non-for-profits are out there working, and sometimes they get waylaid a little bit, but here you are. So welcome, Minister Steve. I did tell in my announcement of what you do, but I'd like to do an update. It's 10 and a half years now, and you were my second guest on my radio show over 10 and a half years ago. When we talked about Kent City and Destiny's Bridge, when I had seen the video that was made by Jack Ballow. So just take it. It's yours. Take it. I'm going to keep quiet right now.
Yeah. Well, Nancy, the reason I'm calling a little bit late, I was on a pickup, a clothing pickup. Some organization had done a drive for clothing and household items for the poor. And so I was on the road, and just, it hit me that I had to call in. So I pulled over to the side of the road, and I've got a truckload of clothing and heading back to the area where I keep things. But, so still doing,
awesome.
10 years now. Yeah, we've known each other for 10 years plus, and, still doing the same thing.
Yeah, except now it's idle chat time. So, it's something that I'm from such a large family. One of my brothers, I'm the oldest girl, and there's eight altogether, four girls and four boys, and I'm the second daughter. And then there's many, many moons between me. There's three boys, and then my next female, my sister, Peggy Sue, I call her, Peggy Sue. I think she's still in Hawaii right now, in Kauai. But anyway, I'm going to stop talking now, but I just wanted to do something that would be easier, that would be not so much a hard work for me, because it is. It's very time-consuming, promoting one person and then promoting the show afterwards. And I just reached out. I only promoted this on 21 platforms, because if I do it all worldwide, it's going to be crazy. So go ahead and just tell me, I know you're doing this. Just fill people in, where to contact you and what they could do to help you, what your primary needs are today. What's foremost important to you? Other than prayer, of course.
Prayer changes things, so definitely believe in prayer. But still doing this basically the same things. We ran Tent City. I think that's about the time that we met last time, was when Lakewood Tent City was up and running. And we were there for 8 years. Last 2 years, we had a little bit of a battle with the township and the county of Lakewood and Ocean County. And, we've got some housing for the people that were there, a year's worth of housing for about 60 people. The camp grew to about 120 at its peak, the largest camp on the East Coast outside of Florida. And then that camp closed on July 3rd, 2014. That was the last day of that camp. And we closed, and then we opened another camp just the one town up in Howell, New Jersey. And that was the only government-approved, government-sanctioned camp on the East Coast outside of Florida. So we had two big milestones, the largest camp and the only government-approved homeless camp on the East Coast outside of Florida.
Yeah. Excuse me for the interruption. I didn't know about that, see? And I'm sure a lot of people didn't know about that. And I was crying when Tent City was bulldozed. You know, I mean, the video, you know, if you watch the video, you can't help but have compassion for that because it was so well organized by you, and you yourself lived there and dedicated your life to, well, you're a very dedicated and ordained minister, which I said for like 22 years. And it was so well run, and it wasn't bothering anybody. It was out in the woods, an unused space, and when I saw bulldozers come in, the people didn't even have time to get their things out of there. It was just really horrible, and it just really made me so sad. So tell me more about, now what's going on? Are there still people that you're taking care of in Howell?
Well, that camp closed. The other camp was in Howell, but that camp also closed. It was somebody from the Lakewood community bought the property from underneath us. So we were there for 3 years, and the homeless became homeless again. We had to move out of there. So, so now the homeless, there is no concentrated camp in the area. There's some smaller camps, but they're not very big. And then there's a lot of individuals that are just scattered about in the area, different towns and different areas. So, one thing, that's really beneficial about these bigger camps is that you have community. You have people of like mind, and, there's no judgment there among the community because everybody's in the same boat. And it was very beneficial to the homeless, and not only to the homeless, but also to the taxpayer. If the county was to house, it was an average of 80 people over 6 years in the Lakewood camp, if they were to house that many people, it would have been $1 million a year to house 60 people. And so, we save the taxpayer, $60 million. And meanwhile, the homeless had community. They had all the food they could eat. They had all the clothes they could wear. They had everything they needed for 6 years. No government money whatsoever. And we saved the taxpayer $6 million. Mm-hmm. So it's a win-win situation, this type of a setup. But for some reason, it's government bureaucracy. They've got a lot of people in business are making money. The hotel owners and things like and people like that are making a lot of money off the system the way it is now. So, it's all about, the people making money off of the system. Yeah, so there's a lot of reasons.
Yeah, I don't get it, but I thought when you said that, I thought, what is Lakewood have against you guys that they have given you so much heartache? And, first of all, I don't even know how anyone lives through the winter in the state of New Jersey. Even now in May, I'm in an apartment, and with the rain, all the rain that we've been having, and it's been so damp, and I live close to the ocean, so we'll get that, it's damper, and it's like, I'm cold, and I have a million blankets, and I have all the comforts of home, and I'm cold, and I was a camper way back in the day, so I loved it, I loved camping, but I that was for pleasure, it wasn't like for survival, and I just don't understand, that you had something in Howell that was government, and then they come in, buy the property so that you have to leave. I mean, it's to me, it's like everything. Well, I guess my perspective is that greed is probably, well, it's one of the major sins, I guess, you know, because it's just, there's so much land in the Garden State that is not inhabited other than with the deer. So I don't know. I just really feel I have a heart for the homeless. And I have actually a nephew that is homeless and has mental illness. And I'm worried he's sick over him. I pray for him every night. He took off for L.A. again. And I just pray that the Lord covers him with protection and takes care of him because, you know, he's not well and he's in L.A. and I can't do anything but pray. But with that said, I want to thank you so much for calling in and updating us. And just real quick, people can find you. They can go right to Facebook, and they can also go to what's your email address if they want to help and contribute. Can you just tell that, give that shout out, and then I have to take my next caller because he's right on time. And you know, tell Minister Steve hello.
Kelvin.
Kelvin,
I said hi.
Oh, I will.
But, I mean, people,
but Kelvin
people can go to my Facebook.
He's the one that gave me the ticket to see the video, yeah, the Destiny's Bridge. That's the night we met. Kelvin gave me the ticket to come to the show, and it was awesome. That's the one
that.
What's your email address?
Yeah, well, I mean, people can, the way that I usually get the word out is through social media, Facebook, under my name, Steve Brigham. You can look me up there, and that's typically where I post what I'm doing and, you know, the latest needs and all that. Or they can go to the Destiny's Bridge website, which is just Destiny's Bridge. You can look at .org. And you can look it up that way. Or my personal email is lakewoodoutreach@gmail.com. And, of course, we also have a PayPal account and a Venmo account where people can contribute that way also. And that's under Destiny's Bridge.
Oh, that's terrific. That's terrific. Yeah, Jack Bellows, great guy, too. I loved it was a wonderful, wonderful video. I still have it. I just was looking at it the other day because I'm organizing, and I got rid of a lot of things, and I put the Destiny's Bridge up on the top, and I thought, I really want to watch that again because it was so well produced, and it was really an awesome story what you've done. So continued prayers for your success, and we'll be in touch, God bless you, and thank you so much for coming on, taking the time to come on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Great. It was great talking to you, Nancy. Yeah, thanks so much.
It was
great
talking
day.
To you, too. Okay. Goodbye. Goodbye, Minister Steve.
Goodbye
Take
now.
Take care. Bless you.
Thanks so much, Nancy. Yep. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Nancy.
Calvin?
Yes, me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I just, you know, this is new for me, so I'm Xing out people. I'm going, oh, God, I hope you didn't. I hope you, I'm pretty sure I'm not seeing very well these days. I can't wear my glasses. And so, actually, I just did disconnect Minister Steve from the show because I don't know how many callers they'll allow me to have. So, first of all, Minister Steve said, hello, Calvin. He sends his very best to you.
Steve. Those were great days. I look back on those days when we all got to meet Minister Steve and originally Tara and I went down to Tent City, and I learned some things I didn't know about. I learned about homelessness, and that was at the beginning of my.
I just wanted to say that I didn't really get to give you an introduction. So I just want to tell everybody, and most people know Calvin already because he's like the man about every town in New Jersey and outside of every town and worldwide now. But it's Mr. Calvin Schwartz, who is an extremely good friend of mine and who introduced me to Minister Steve, and that is correct how we met. And I was just looking at my video, though, that I have of Destiny's Bridge. But Calvin and just tell your story about how you, you know, now go for it. But I just wanted to make sure that I introduced you.
Oh, sure.
You.
Oh, well,
and, but that was, so people know early, who I'm
early on. It was early on, and actually, Nancy, you know, as a matter of fact, I texted Tara Jane the other night, and it's just a week or two away from my 11th anniversary of doing what I'm doing, you know, being a journalist, Tara Jane interviewed me. I decided to try my hand at journalism, and she hired me for a magazine in there, and then of course NJ Discover became part of my life, and shortly after that I met you, and you were the first music person I met in my whole new life. So it's all kind of sentimental stuff for me, and which is kind of fitting that you're doing something different in radio in today's year inauguration, so to speak, and I'm glad I'm here to do all kinds of good things.
It is, and I had said, well, it could either flop or it could fly, and whatever happens, it's, you know, like it's all in, it's out of my hands. I, you know, put it together and let's, you know, just decided to do it, and I'm doing it. And you were one of the people that kind of helped me out with it. And so I'll say that my girlfriend Trina, my best friend Trina, who I met in Asbury Park over 10 years ago, 10 and a half years ago, to be exact, probably. And well, actually, it might be more than that. It might be 11 years now. But anyway, I told Miss, it's like you guys are muses to me. It's like when I speak with other people, and it is sometimes a lot idle chat. It's like we're not really have a specific topic to speak about, but, you know, we just talk. And I get ideas from people. So Trina gave me the idea to, you know, less work, just have a few people call in, you know. Then you don't have to promote, she helped me decide that. Then, and you were, she didn't even say get a few people. She said, turn it around and just, I just didn't want to promote one person, in other words. So she kind of like gave me the idea of Idle Chat, the title. And then you gave me the idea of how I should definitely invite, especially for the first show, invite people so that you don't do the whole show by yourself, you know, let people know. So I don't even know how many people were calling today. I just invited really five, and a few people I don't think are available at the last minute, so it's okay, whatever it is. But so just continue on with that's what we met. We became friends and had coffee in Asbury Park at America's Cup.
Yeah.
And then,
special,
so from there, Destiny's Bridge Night, and
all
the way up to today.
I remember that. So early on in my career, Tara Jean and I had heard about Tent City. And you know, coming from Monmouth County, you know, homelessness is not in our consciousness. And we went down there, and it was February, and it was snow on the ground. And we met Minister Steve, and we toured around. And, you know, that was transformative for me. And then we went back a couple more times in the next week or two and interviewed Minister Steve. And then, of course, we met Jack, who was working on the movie Destiny's Bridge to tell the story. And then around about those early days, I met you. I don't remember exactly how but I know we met for coffee on Cookman Avenue in Asbury Park.
Yes, and then we were
friends
for a little bit. I actually took you to a few to Rockin' Tommy's radio show. And that,
correct,
I think, was before you went with Tara Jean, because you actually were,
correct,
the one that gave me the ticket to see Destiny's Bridge and at the,
yes,
at the what is it called? The
Two River
on the
Theater.
Tip of my tongue. Yeah,
Two River Theater
in Red Bank. And that's the night that I met Minister Steve. And that's when he became my first not-for-profit and came on my radio. I invited him to come on my radio show. Yeah, and Tara Jean, I had met before that.
It's just a small world.
Yeah.
How this
I
all...
had met Tara Jean before. Yeah. Yeah, so it was great. It was great. And you've come a long way from being with New Jersey Discover TV. And, you know, and, of course, you sent me a copy of your novel that I could never get through it. It's just so heavy. And it's, like, not heavy, like, weight-wise. It's deep, like Vichy water.
It's deep.
And it's, like, it's fat, it's, too, though. It is heavy. It is heavy weight-wise also, actually. But I – Now, this new, I know you're writing another book, and it's more of a fiction, right?
I just finished,
you did?
A couple of months ago. I finished my novel. It's called There's a Tortoise in My Hair, semicolon, A Journey to Spirit. And it's
congratulations.
Finished.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I have an editor in New York. She's a real editor. And she edited it. I gave it to her before Christmas, actually, and took her a month. She got it back to me, and she sent me 10 pages of things I need to do. And I went ahead and I did some rewrites, and I sent it back to her, and she gave me her blessing. And
awesome.
It's classified as auto fiction, meaning it's like an autobiography but fictionalized. So,
okay.
It's probably more auto than it is fiction, but I have to call it fiction because I don't want to get in trouble.
Well, that's really funny you said that because, you know, I'm writing a book myself, and I've had some help from my sociology major at Monmouth College came over and just recorded me. It was so easy to do it that way. You know me, and I know you encourage me to write a page a day, but for me it doesn't work because instead I pick up some yarn and my crochet hooks and I start making more baby blankets or, you know, more blankets for the homeless and more hats and more scarves for the homeless because I'd rather do that and put Netflix on. I'm lazy. What can I say? You know, 75 now. Holy moly. I went to see a doctor the other day. He goes, Nancy, you don't look any day over 60. I said, oh, I love you. But anyway, I had my vocal cords checked because I'm getting ready to record again. And I've been hoarding some medication for a condition I have in my lungs. And, you know, I've had asthma my whole life. And it kind of was exacerbated, I believe, by wearing the mask. But I can't sue anybody for having to wear a mask. So, you know, that's not going to do me any good. I just have to, like, deal with it. So anyway, I'm happy to report, by the way, my vocal cords are perfect. And I do sound a little hoarse right now, but it would go away. Like if I have a cup of tea and then start singing, it's perfect. So I'm ready to record. I'm rehearsing right now in rehearsal, and I'll be recording a cover. And I'm not telling anybody what the cover is, but they'll get to hear it. So, you know, when I put it out there, it will be on all the you know, everywhere. But getting back to you, and it was just such a blessing to meet you. And our friendship has survived so many years. I mean, I was telling my girlfriend once, I said, I'm surprised I think I was mean to Calvin once when he wrote an article about me, and he's a writer, and I could have, and he forgave me like in 2 seconds, and he was so sweet, and I was so naughty. I was so bad. I said, and I apologized a trillion times because you were like one of the nicest, most wonderful people that I know, and that's the kind of people that I really want to know and have in my life.
What you're talking about helped teach me something very important. Because early on when you took me to Tommy, and again, I was so new to everything, journalism, musicians, the whole world. I was just new to everything. And you took me to Tommy, and then I went back and I wrote a story, and I sent it to you. And you had some things you wanted. So there was two directions for me to have gone from that moment. I said to myself, well, I'm the writer. She's got to take what I'm doing because I'm the writer. That was one direction to take. And on the other hand, I said to myself, well, I'm not Stephen King here. and I need to learn. And Nancy is an expert in what she does in her world and her music. So therefore, for me to be better in life, I have to listen to her and grow from her, which is what I did. And that became, you know, kind of like my style. So you were very instrumental in teaching me.
Oh, thank you.
To teach. Yeah, it's true.
Thank you so much,
it's true.
For saying that.
Yeah.
Because I had no finesse, and I've been told that before, even in business when I worked. I had the president of the company I worked for. It was a vitamin and nutrition company. We did $60 million a month, and I was like the office facilities manager of that company and for years, and for 6.5 years. And I got a call, you know, and from the guy that really didn't, one of the founders, and he really didn't care for me that much. He didn't care for my style. He loved it that I saved the company millions of dollars, actually, because I did a lot of purchasing for them too, and I was always like, loved that. I loved the challenge of the, and I was a worker bee. These Catholic girls, I'll tell you one thing about parochial school education, and the way I was raised was to work and work hard, and that's what I always did from 14 on. And but I was told flat out, Nancy, you know, work isn't just all about work. He said it in the nicest way he could. He said, you really need to take some time and build some personal relationships with the people that you're working with every day. And he really took me down about 12 notches, you know, in 1 second flat. And I thought about it, and I thought, you know, he was really absolutely correct, because I was just all – I mean, sure, I had fun at my lunch half an hour and would joke around with people and do it that. But other than that, boy, it was I was like, you know what the sales department called me? The pit bull. So when I look back at how I reacted to what you wrote, it was like, Nancy, get a grip. I mean, I did learn something too. I learned you have to accept people. Everybody's so different. Everybody thinks different. Everybody has a different perspective. And I'm still learning this. And it's a lifelong, education. If you're still breathing and if you're not learning and changing, what's the use of it? You might as well just hang it up, right? But I'm trying to really learn to be more sensitive, more compassionate, more supportive. You know, like so what if it was a little fluffy or airy, or what? It was your style, and it was what you were feeling. And I was just critical. And I grew up with a lot of that. And that I have a button for that. So if I can't have, that's the thing. If you don't have compassion for yourself first, like, you know, like I was bullied as a kid and all that. So, like, I am sensitive to that. So why should I turn around and do that same thing, which happens a lot? Like I say, if you've been abused as a child, you can have a propensity or whatever the word is to become an abuser. Well, no, I want to learn. I want to be, especially in today's world. We need it. All you need is love, you know, the Beatles, and peace, you know, imagine all the people, you know. I just am really, it's so paramount in my heart and my spirit today, as I'm speaking with you, who I love, that we need to accept each other. And unless it's abusive, that's another whole bag. But the difference is, like, I mean, you wrote a novel before you even wrote anything about me. And, like, who am I? Who do I think I am that I go, oh, I don't like that about me? I remember taking a photo. People would take pictures of me in Asbury when I would go into the clubs because they knew me and from when I was 17, singing on the streets and stuff. And they knew me and they remembered me. And when I came back, they remembered me. I got around, I started singing, and people knew me. So but the photographers, all the local photographers, I was not here 2 weeks and had a photographer ask me to take my picture. So, and a restaurant with my mom. But the thing is, I remember saying this one photographer took a picture of me in a club, Asbury Blues in Asbury, and he posted it. And I just didn't, it was not a becoming photograph. And he was kind of my friend, you know. I liked him. And he was a German guy. He has since passed away. But I kind of called him, and I was the same way. I was like, please take that down. And he refused. I'm not taking that down, Nancy. That's my work.
Wow.
That's my art. That's my life. That's my life, and it's not that bad. I caught you go sideways in front of the band, and I'm not going to take it down. So I said, all right, and I just let it go. And then we met many times after that, and he took many pictures of me, and I took pictures of him and his dog, Jack. And he was a great guy, and I let it go and forgave. You know, I just had to accept it. So, you know, we're learning, and if we're not learning, I want to learn. I want to be gentler of spirit because I'm tough. You know, I always say I'm an Asbury Park girl. You know, I'm a redhead, a Jersey Asbury girl. Don't mess with me. And people even say that. Yeah. Don't go near that crazy lady. You know, but I want to be more accepting. And we all need that. That's what our problem is today, right? Nobody accepts anybody.
Yeah.
You know, everybody.
Yeah.
Why can't we just get along? Like that's the major problem in the world, is that everybody looks at the differences and not the similarities. We're all people. We have no choice how we were born, what color we were born, what religion we were. Here I am on my soapbox again. Well, I told Minister Steve many times I was going to become a preacher. Maybe after this show, you know, I'll do this show for a while, and maybe I will start, like, doing sermons or something. Sermon from my closet. I'm in my closet right now. I have a closet. This is my office.
Oh, cool.
Oh, Calvin. You know.
Very cool.
I'm so filled with joy today. That's what this show is supposed to be about, to spread joy. Now, people can listen to it and say, oh, there Nancy goes, you know, off again. But anyway, so I'm going to keep quiet again. Because I do go off on these tangents, but you love me for it, I know. Some people don't.
Yes, I
do. They're not in my life anymore. They're not in my life anymore.
I do.
Because I'm
going
to keep
quiet. And you know what? You're refreshingly real. And that's what makes you Nancy Ryan, because you're real and you say whatever comes into thought. And whether you go off on a tangent or not, that's part of who you are. And that's why people love you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I needed that, you know, being single and alone all these years. I need that. I need as much love as I can get. So, and I do have love in my life. I have people that really love me, genuinely love me, and they don't say things that hurt me, and I try not. Like, I think I've softened up a lot, and I would never want to hurt you or any of my friends ever. All I want to do is be supportive, and I'm very proud of what you've done. So I'll blow your horn. Calvin is doing his zooming his head off, so I can't even bother him that much, but I do. And he's doing conversations with Calvin, and he did a wonderful show for me and so many people. So tell everybody about your program and how you came up with that idea after doing, you know, what you did so long, with Tell Gene what you're doing on your own and have been doing.
Right. As a matter of fact, it's interesting that you brought that up because last night I had the most interesting interview. Of course, everybody's interesting, including yourself. Everybody's unique and different. But yesterday, I kind of hit the national spotlight. Well, and you'd appreciate the story. But anyway, because of the pandemic and the fact that Clara and I weren't doing NJ Discovered TV, we were on hiatus because of the pandemic. I just kind of needed something to kind of fill in the gaps, and I wasn't running around Asbury Park and doing the stories that I did, or Rutgers. And I was sitting home, and in August 2020, I was talking to a student at Rutgers. She's a track star, triple jump record holder. Her name's Claudine Smith. And we were talking on the phone because we had met on LinkedIn, and one thing led to another. And then a week later, I learned how to Zoom from my daughter-in-law. And the light bulb went off. I said, gosh, I mean, I can talk to anybody anywhere in the world and do a video and audio. And then I I called Claudine up and said, hey, you know, I'd like to interview you, and I'm going to create this channel, Conversation with Calvin We the Species. And it was just really innocent. And I had ideas in mind. I wanted to pay attention to women's health because I'm involved with the Women's Health Institute at Rutgers Robert Johnson Medical School. I'm on the advisory committee, and I wanted to do women's health. That was important to me. I wanted to do Gen Zs because I, you know, I taught at Rutgers a couple of years ago, and I'm into Gen Zs. I wanted to give people a platform that, you know, I'm not going to interview George Clooney, and I'm not going to interview Oprah. But there's so many people who have won. And so
you
that's
never
how
know,
all
Calvin.
Began.
Calvin, you never know. You might end up. I one of my shows showed up. I couldn't believe it. Right underneath Oprah, one of her interviews was a show that I did. And I go, oh my God, here's Oprah's show. And right under Oprah is Ryan Moxie's Red Park Style, you know, my show. And I was like blown away. I couldn't believe it. And I'm going to tell everyone, because you are such a humble guy, and I love that about you. I can't say that I've reached the humility I would like to have yet, but I'm working on it. But it's Professor Calvin Schwartz, because you were given a professorship at your alma mater, Rutgers, and that is just such an awesome accomplishment and honor. And I just was so happy for you. I just thought that that was the best thing. So, it's
that,
Professor
that
Calvin
was,
now on.
And you taught there. It was a life because I accomplished that as a septuagenarian. And usually people who are septuagenarians are stepping down and retiring. Instead, I started out teaching at Rutgers in my mid-70s, young 70s, whatever. My channel Conversation with Calvin has grown. I've now interviewed people all over the world, from Lebanon to Australia to Cameroon to Scotland to Paris. And yesterday was a special interview because I interviewed Lori Zaleski, who's now making national media headlines. She's in magazines. She's going to be on major TV shows. She has a place called Funny Form. And you'd appreciate this, Nancy. You're an animal activist and an animal lover. Lori decided years ago that she's going to take in animals that normally would have been, you know, euthanized, and take care of them. In some cases,
that's great.
So she has now 600 plus animals living on her farm that she takes in.
She's
made national, literally national. She was in People magazine last week. They did a whole 4-page spread on Lori Zaleski. She wrote a book that's on its way to being a bestseller, and I can't mention who else is going to interview her because it hasn't happened. But I sat down with Lori, and we Zoomed last night for 40 minutes, and she told me about her life story. And again, I've known her since she was 16, so it's been a great – and to me that was a kind of a culmination.
Great. And listen, let me ask you a question. Where
it's in Mays Landing, New Jersey, and
where's that?
It's about 30 minutes from Atlantic City. It's a little bit east of Atlantic. It's west of Atlantic City. It's in Mays Landing,
west of Atlantic.
And you can
so
go
that's
there.
Way inland.
She gets it's inland.
That's like way
it's inland
from the boardwalk. And
as
in the
city
and the casinos
west.
And everything.
Yeah, but it's open. It's open on Sundays and I think Tuesdays. I forget the other day, but it's open on Sundays. And people, it's now rated one of the top 10 places in New Jersey to visit.
I think we have to go there. I think we have to go and visit. I would love to do that. Yeah. I love it. My sister Gina years ago, and it's too many years ago now, took me out, and I think you have been, in fact, I know, we talked about this, that you went to the Wolf Sanctuary in New Jersey, right? Didn't you go to the Wolf Sanctuary?
Yeah, I did. They have wolves
well,
there.
Yeah, all wolves, yeah. And so you don't see them in the woods, but they tell you to start howling. And you start howling yourself, and then all of a sudden, you'll from way in the distance, you'll see them coming. And they come up, and they come all the way out of the woods, and they come up to the fence. And, oh, my God, I remember all the wolves. There was one, and they have a nice gift shop there, too. I loved that place. I forget the name of it, but I know it's a wolf sanctuary. That's about all I remember. And it's far. It was a far drive. It took us an hour, I don't know, over an hour to get there. But I bought some really beautiful stones in there, all different, gorgeous, different colored stones that I still have in a little, it's a little, one of my nieces gave me a triangular glass, little atrium-like, and it had hay in it or something. And so I put all those stones that I purchased in there, and I have a heart that's made out of pink that I purchased in California. It's a pink heart out of stone, and it's so beautiful. But I love, you're right, I am an animal lover and an animal activist, and someday, yeah, I'd love to go there. I want to give a shout-out that you talked about her, though, that to my friend. I want to say a hello to my friend Leslie Shaw, and Leslie Shaw I've known since I was in my teens, and she was Johnny Shaw, who's the first on the monument in Asbury Park. It was the Jaywalkers band, and so she was his wife. And anyway, we connected on Facebook quite a while ago, and we had a really long, long conversation. And she works on a farm as well, farm for retired horses that were race horses or whatever. And they have a lot of other animals there too, goats and pigs and I think and all that. So hello to Leslie out there. Anyway, oh God, that would be a dream for me to have my own a little ranch or farm and get back to my organic, you know, growing my own food again. Speaking of farms, I'm going to give my niece a shout out. This Must Be the Farm is the name of my niece's farm. Kristen Ryan and Zach, her partner, have an awesome one. It's on Gardenia Road in Freehold. So you got to go visit and just say, your Auntie Nancy told us to come. Because you'll love it.
Cool.
They've got a million chickens, and they've got roosters, and they've got dogs running everywhere. They're growing Christmas trees now, but they have all organic vegetables and flowers. And oh, my God, it's all awesome. And she is really, like, it's in our blood, I think. My father was a farmer, and I'm a farmer. My brother Jay, was a lot of my family, my brother Billy was a farmer, and that's why I moved up into to Vermont. And grew, you know, all kinds of things. And what was I going to say? I get so excited even thinking about my days of farming. I guess I did it for about 5-6 years in California, organic farming. And there's nothing like eating your own grown, fresh grown, no pesticides, you know, food, and going out and picking a grapefruit off your tree and eating it. And I got to get back to that. I think I'm really racking my brain and praying a lot. That someday I'll be able to have that lifestyle and have as many cats or dogs as I want, you know, because that's what that would fill me with so much joy and happiness to do something like that. So I just put it out there in the universe, and when two or more are gathered together and are spiritual beings as we are, the God and the universe hear us. So I want to thank you, Calvin. I did talk a lot, but, you know, I always do. I'm not going to blame you. I think I'm going to start. This might be the last time I say this. It probably won't be. I have OCD, you know. So that's why I would get a U, you know, unsatisfactory in conduct since I was in kindergarten through eighth grade when they were probably going, oh, thank God she's gone. I mean, they loved me for my singing in the choir. That's a given. Because I was the best singer in that school. I was. I'm not boasting. It was just the truth. And I loved that. That's all I loved about it. And I didn't like school. I would have rather learned, like, you know, somebody pick me up, take me out, teach me about nature, show me, you know. That's what, you know, I would have liked. One of my friends had the opportunity of doing that. They went to a college that was on a ship, and it went around the world, you know. And his father was very, very wealthy, and he owned a computer company in New York City. And so I worked in Manhattan, too. But anyway, here I go. See, I'll talk forever. But the show is over, believe it or not. I mean, the show's over. It's like, it literally, actually, maybe they changed their format because it looks like it's not still going. Like the air, it stopped at 6:30 because my show's an hour. But usually when I re-listen, it's still recording, but they cut the time off. So, and nobody else can call in. It was Steve, and it was you, and it was an awesome show. And I already promoted all of my not-for-profits because now I promote them in the beginning of the show and the few sponsors that I have that I barter with. And then I have whoever calls in. So Anjanette was going to call in today, Anjanette Pinkston, but she's also, you know, busy girl. But she'll get the call in. And we'll see how it goes. I'll put it out there. You know, I'll promote this on the 21 sites. I put it on New Jersey. Let's see, what did I put it on Monmouth County News, you know, with Art Gallagher. In fact, I want Art to call in. I put it on Monmouth County News and event page. I put it on I Grew Up in Asbury Park. I put it on the Stone Pony page. I put it on my favorite pages. I put it on actually only one. I usually put on 22 Bruce Springsteen pages, but I put it on Read Between the Lines .. Bruce Springsteen. That's my girlfriend who is the admin, Ann Shive. So I want her to call in and her son to call in. I call him a trekker. He has a show now on Discovery Channel. He's got his own show. When they just opened it up, it was Oprah and some other show, and then he was asked, he had been with Discovery Channel, but he was offered his own show. So he travels all over the world, and they follow him, and he's a photographer. And his father was one of the original photographers of Bruce Springsteen. And he said, I'm never going to become a photographer. I don't want to do that. And that's exactly what he ended up doing. And then he got, you know, his own show and put his show out on Facebook. And then he, you know, went with Discover TV, and so it goes. So it progressed, and he's a young man, and I loved having him on my show. I think that might have been the show that was under Oprah. But anyway, he's on Discovery Plus, the new channel. Well, it's not new now. It was new when I had him on my show. So anyway, I've got 10 and a half years of people to invite.
So that's great.
And then we'll see how it goes. I don't know if the show will go or not, but, you know, to me at this point in my life, if it goes, it goes. Actually, I have people waiting that want to come, but they're not here. Actually, Danny Coleman wanted to come on, but he's out of town. He's out of state. Beverly wanted to come on, Beveridge, who was in radio for years and years, one of my best friends. And she's her son, who is a friend of mine too, Glenn. This is a... just finished his internship. He went to law school. He went to college, graduated, changed his career, went to law school, a year, semester of internship in Washington, D.C. So they're in Washington, D.C., and, you know, celebrating that event. And so she wanted to come on, but she couldn't because they're doing that. So I'm sure I'll have a lot of awesome guests coming on once
of
the word gets
will.
Out, you know. So once the word is out there, I think I'll have lots of ding, 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 lots of people showing up. So I'm going to get off now just in case they change. You never know. I mean, things change. My show has changed. Who knows? Maybe they usually it doesn't go, the light doesn't go out. But wait a minute. Is it still going? Hold on. It may be just a light. Oh, no, we're still being recorded. It's just the light went dim. We're still being recorded.
Oh.
Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. I love you so much, Blog Talk Radio. You're the best in the world. You know, I was with Blog Talk Radio before I went with, I was doing solo shows, half an hour solo shows after Super Sandy. And then Hamilton Radio asked, well, I had four people in radio asked me to do a show with them, my own show before them. And it was, the first one was Danny Coleman. The second one was Rockin' Tommy. I was on his show three or four times. I brought you to him. And then it was a Bruce Springsteen group, Backstreets. And then they decided not to do live talk. They wanted me to come on maybe and do live talk radio. And then they decided they're going to say strictly to Bruce and strictly to music. And I was fine with that. That's cool. It was nice for them to consider it, you know, or be interested. And then Hamilton, I'm sitting here, and on comes Gene Pirro. Big shout out to Gene. I talked to Gene last night, and he goes, oh, my God, I can't come on. I have a radio show. I'll be on the radio that time. So he said, but, you know, and I said, okay, no problem, another time. But I'm sitting, and this is what? There's a face of Gene, and, of course, you know and love Gene. Gene says,
right.
This message is for Nancy Ryan. I mean, this is really the beginning of my radio career, really real radio. He goes, this message is for Nancy Ryan. Nancy, if you're out there, we want you to come with us, Hamilton Radio in Trenton, New Jersey. And you can do as many shows as you want. You can do any kind of topic, whatever you want to do. You just, and so I'm typing. Well, like, because it's a chat. I said, okay, put me in touch with Gene Pirro. And then it pops up, this is Gene Pirro. So I said, okay, I'll call you. So he sent me a message, and I called him. And I had a show in 2 weeks. I was in the studio. I wrote the show.
Wow.
I went in, knocked it out of Ray Park style. Well, I think it was that before I even went with him. But I wrote up, you know, that I was going to promote, like, one artist. And that's how it started. And I was with them 2.5 years, and I was doing 2-3 shows a week. I mean, 2-3 shows. Yeah, I was there all the time. And it was for free and for fun for me, and they blessed me because, you know, you have to pay to do radio shows with other radio, with internet radio. And I'm going to give him the biggest shout-out now and let you go. You know, Hamilton Radio is the number one radio, internet radio station in the state of New Jersey, above every national radio station in the state of New Jersey, and has been since he started that radio show. So kudos to Gene Pirro, because he dedicated his life, and it's a tough life. It's very a tough life. You have to dedicate. You have to, like, you know that if you're doing this and you're not with a national station that's paying you, or you're on TV, you're not making any money. You're spending money to do it. So, you know, you're spending money to promote other people. And, you know, it's a joy for me to do it. And I will continue to do it. And I do it because I support my not-for-profits. And that's the way I do it. So until somebody reaches out and says, hey, Nancy, you want to be on TV? You know, this is what I'm going to do in my closet. So anyway, I'm going to come out of the closet as a beautiful, redheaded 75-year-old. I'm going to say goodnight to all of my, please, people that know me know that I'm saying this in jest. But I've been told I'm still pretty good-looking. But thank you so much, Calvin Schwartz, Professor, for being on my radio show today. And thank you for all the hours and hours that I keep you on the phone. You know,
good stuff,
with
yes.
idle chat, yeah. You know, and, you know, I just love you and Fran and Neil and your granddaughter. Your granddaughter, Riley Aziza, and, oh, boy,
yes.
Are you going to love what I'm making for her. It is going to show up at your house soon because it's smaller, so I can finish it faster. Anyway. I'm sending you your Afghan, too. It's only been in my, you know, the trunk of my car, very wrapped
it's
up, very nice and tight, for like, what, a year and a half, 2 years?
It's fun.
That's okay. You can use it on a chilly summer night in your backyard. Good night, Calvin. Thank you so much for
coming
on.
All right, Nancy, I love you, too.
Ryan, not side of that time. Okay, good night. God bless you. Bye. Bye-bye.
All right,
okay, folks.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, I'll talk to you. That was it, folks. That's all she wrote for tonight. I went over almost 15 minutes for putting up with me and my overtime because I don't pay you for my overtime. Okay, blessings to everyone. Sending light and love. I want to send light and love to so many people. Everybody that's been on my show in the 10 and a half years, I have really been blessed and honored to have each and every one of you on my show. I want to say hello to Tina Beecher. Tina, you're going to come. She's a very spiritual medium and a psychic. I want her to come on my show soon. I'm trying to do it in order, but you can't do that. It's like, you know, how it goes. I'll be inviting people, and if they can call in, they will. And if not, they'll call in another time. So with that said, it's been an interesting night of a new show, a completely new show, Ryan Rock's Idle Chat Time. I like it very much. It's still signing off, Nancy Ryan, Nancy, a.k.a. Ryan Rocks, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park style. Good night.